You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking with Bill Ladson about the Washington Nationals. Bill, I want to go back a few days to start this. We keep hearing this Bryce Harper stuff, and there was something that came out within the past week that they might even deal him. Set this straight. This guy isn't going anywhere, is he?
He's going nowhere, Matthew. He's expected to carry this team, and he has the power to do it. And, you know, right now he's not hitting right now, but, you know, he'll get it together. I mean, remember, he missed like over a month of action because of the thumb injury. So he's still getting used to the pitching. The only thing I'm worried about, Matthew, is his running ability, because he has been running into outs. His base running has not been good. And Matt Williams is aware of it, and he talked about it the other day, and they'll get it together.
Is Harper really a problem, or is he just 21?
I think he's just 21. He's not a problem at all. He's a great guy, great to deal with. But he makes mistakes, and you know, most of his mistakes are just like running the bases. So that's got to be fixed, and it's got to be fixed right now.
From the outside, and I ask you this because I'm sure it looks different when you're there. From the outside, there have been a couple of times when it's looked like Williams was kind of heavy-handed, and you've mentioned that, you know, it's important to Williams not to be intimidated by his players, and I get that. But is there also some element of mentoring, supporting, whatever, is the behind the scenes any less kind of heavy-handed from Williams to Harper, or does he kind of handle him tough love all the time?
Not all the time, but you know, when there's a problem with Harper, I mean, he does approach Harper and they have their talks. Now the other day, for example, it was on Monday when Harper ran into an out. Matt Williams didn't say anything to us about it. But the next day, he told us that that he spoke to Harper about the base running mistake, and he said we are aware of it and it's going to be fixed. So that's I know that they talk, and it helps too that they're from the same state, and I think that helps as well. And they talk a lot about, you know, growing up in Nevada and everything, so that helps.
One of the things that I think people don't really realize about managing is the kind of minefield of that, what you keep in-house, what you get asked about by the media, and kind of how to walk that line. You saw Ryan Sandberg have a step in a little bit of a hole in spring training with his handling of Jimmy Rollins. Do you think that's something where, as the year goes on, it seems like Williams is getting kind of more deft at walking that line? It's still not perfect. There are still some things that blow up. But do you think he's kind of learning that part of the game as the year goes on?
Oh, there's no question, Matthew. The thing that I'm impressed about Williams is that, you know, he's proving that he's the boss. I mean, people talk about Bryce Harper playing center field. We haven't seen Bryce Harper play center field yet. And Bryce Harper doesn't have any type of power whatsoever. And we've seen from Matt Williams that really he's the boss. He determines who plays where. And that's about it.
So we've beaten Bryce Harper to death, but don't worry, we'll do that again soon, I'm sure, some week soon.
What does
Nate Sheerholz bring to this club? I mean, I know it's a minor league deal for now, but I don't think they would have signed him if they didn't intend for him to be a part of their major league roster at some point.
He's going to be on this major league squad maybe within the next couple of days, Matthew. As you know, Nate McLaus is out for the year because of a shoulder injury. And they need a left-handed bat off the bench. And right now they only have Danny Espinosa. If you include him, he's a switch hitter. But, you know, his weakness is from the left side. So that's what Nate McLeod will be here in a couple of days. And he'll provide power, basically, off the bench. It wouldn't surprise if he'll get an occasional start here and there. But this is a great move by the Nationals.
This is a guy who was a really good player just a year ago. He had a rough year this year, but do they think there's something kind of fixable? Do they think there's something, something quick or relatively easy that he'll get back to the form we're used to seeing from him?
yes, they do. And but Matt, you know, it's tough to come off the bench. I mean, we've seen that with this team of the last 2 years. I mean, the bench strength has not been that good. I think he is better than what they have currently, and I think things will really work out, you know, with him. Matt Williams realizes that, you know, these bench players need a start or two to get their bats together. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see Nate Cheerholtz get a start here and there.
They've moved out to a pretty healthy lead. I mean, they're not running away with it yet, but they're pretty clearly the better team, and they've got a healthy lead. Are they at a point yet where they can maybe take it a little easier with a guy like Jason Worth, maybe give Harper a blow here and then as he's coming back from the stuff he dealt with? Are they at a point where they can maybe be a little more conservative with guys who are dealing with nagging injuries?
No, Matthew, I think if you talk to these players, or even Matt Williams for that matter, they don't think it's over. I mean, they don't think they have a comfortable lead at all. And I personally think that it will I won't know how good this team really is until they face a team like the Dodgers or the Seattle Mariners. I think those two teams are pretty good. They have great pitching. And I think they will determine how good the Nationals are in the next month or so.
So where does that leave them with Worth? I mean, he's good enough to be back in the lineup, but is he going to be limited? Is he going to be compromised by – I mean, shoulders can be pretty big things for hitters. Is he going to be compromised for the rest of the year?
No, I don't. You know, knowing Jason Worth the way I do, this guy is going to be in there every day, you know, health permitting. I'm telling you, he's not going to take himself out of the lineup. He has to be really hurting to be out of that lineup. So I see him playing the rest of the year.
But I guess that's my worry. If he's in pain and he's going to get in there every day, are the Nationals going to be dealing with a less than 100% Jason Worth for the rest of the year?
No, I think he's okay right now. I think, you know, we've seen him in the lineup the last couple of days. I think if he was really hurting, we would not see him in that lineup, but he's okay. He's okay.
There's so much interesting about this team. I was looking at the numbers, and Steven Strasburg's strikeouts are back up as high as they've nearly ever been. His walk mm-hmm. rate is the lowest it's ever been in his career. Mm-hmm. His home runs are up a little bit by not much, but not much. Why is he giving up more base hits and runs than he has in the past?
I think it's location, to be honest with you. I think, you know, talking to him the last week or so, it seems like there are some mechanical issues. He recently talked to some of the players on the team, like the Pfisters, the Gio Gonzalez's of the world, asking, what am I doing wrong? It seems like he's throwing more on the inside part of the plate now. And after the talks with him, with those two guys, and McCaddy, the pitching coach, it seems to me that things have really worked out, especially in his last two starts. So it's great to see that Strasburg can talk to his teammates, his pitching coach, and get it together.
There's got to be something very encouraging about the fact that a guy is having what you can call a down year, and he's got 198 strikeouts in August.
That's true. You know, he but, you know, it seems like the runs he gives up, it can't seem like, you know, two games here he has a great game, then one game he has a really bad game. So it's been up and down. There's no question about that. But you remember, too, there was that game against Atlanta. It was on a Friday, and he got hit hard. But he struck out a lot of players, so You know, he's going to get strikeouts, no question about it. But, you know, I think he's finally is becoming the pitcher I think the Nationals are expecting.
Yeah, the guy that it does seem like there maybe is some reason to worry about is Gio Gonzalez. I mean, he's walking a batter basically every two innings since the break. What's going on there?
Again, I think it's location. He's not hurting. I mean, we know he went on the disabled list you know, a few months ago, but he claims he's okay. But, you know, Matthew, in a short series in the playoffs, there's no question I think Gio Gonzalez could be off that playoff roster if he continues to pitch the way he does. There's no question. They're not going to use all five starters. And I think GL could be the guy who is out of the rotation if he continues to pitch the way he does.
That's bad for him, but that's a pretty nice situation to be in as a ball club. Bill Ladson, thanks for dropping in here, taking some time. This is MLB.com Extras. Thanks for listening.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game streamed live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.